The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Now I invite you to listen to the speech of Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
We send our congratulatory messages to our 12th and living Imam Al-Hujja Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif and to each and every one of you as we gather on this night to celebrate the birth anniversary of our fourth Imam, Imam Ali bin Hussein Zain al-Abidin alayhim jami'an afdalu salatu wassalam. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we each get an opportunity to go for the ziyarat of our Imam in Baqi and that we receive his intercession and shafa'at in the hereafter, insha'Allah. I start, as we generally try to inquire into your health, into your well-being. I hope these three wiladats that we love to celebrate was celebrated well within your own homes. Our fourth Imam alayhi salam was born on the 5th of Sha'ban in the year 38 after Hijrah and was martyred on the 25th of Muharram in the year 95 after Hijrah, which makes our Imam 57 years old. That was his lifespan. And out of those 57 years, the Imam alayhi salam period of imamate when he was the fourth Imam for the Ummah was approximately 35 years, and therefore it began when the Imam alayhi salam was 22 years old. In these 35 years, you know, we get a turath, a legacy from the Imam alayhi salam, or in his lifetime, 57 years, where till today we benefit from him. You know, when the supplications that we have, the Risalat al-Hukuk, and the rights, and to know what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala expects from us, all of these things, and his akhlaq, his munajat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have so much legacy from the Imam alayhi salam, that it's an honor, you know, to be amongst those who celebrate this wiladah. One of the famous titles that we all call our Imam by is Zain al-Abidin. Zain al-Abidin basically means the ornament or the adornment of the worshippers, or to put it very simply, it means the most beautiful of the worshippers. And there are many examples of why the Imam alayhi salam is famously known as Zain al-Abidin. You know, there are, for example, traditions that talk about his frequent sujood. Our fifth Imam, his son Al-Baqir alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam, is reported to have said in a tradition found in Ilal al-Shara'i that Inna Abi Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhim as-salam ma zakara ni'mat Allahi alayhi illa sajada. He says that my father Ali ibn Husayn alayhim as-salam did not remember a gift of Allah or a blessing of Allah except that he did sajda. وَلَا دَفَعَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَىٰ أَنْهُ سُوءًا يَخْشَىٰ أَوْ كَيْدَ كَائِدٍ إِلَّا سَجَدًا. He says, or that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not remove from him something that he feared or disliked or the plotting of those who plot, except that he did sajda. وَلَا فَرَغَ مِن صَلَاتٍ مَفْرُوضًا إِلَّا سَجَدًا. And that he, every salah that he would recite, he would end it with a sajda. And he continues with different examples, but this part is really beautiful. He says, وَكَانَ أَثَرُ السُّجُودِ فِي جَمِيعِ مَوَاضِئِ سُجُودِهِ. He says that the effects of this constant and frequent sujood, prostrations, was such that he had alamat, or the effects of them, appeared on all seven of his parts of sajda. Subhanallah, you know, sometimes we get a morni nishani, they call it, right? And a lot of the times it's probably because we use dirty mors, to be quite honest, yeah? But the Imam alayhi salam had all seven of his parts that touched the ground had callus or some form of marks indicating his frequent sujood. فَسُمِّيَ as-sajjad لِذَلِكَ. He said that is why he is known as as-sajjad. We have examples of his constant supplications to Allah, of his constant buka and tears with Allah. We have examples of how he used to stand for salah and nothing. It would be like a pillar standing, not someone who is swaying or distracted with different things. These are some of the examples that we get as to why he is known as Zain al-Abideen. But you know, a question that I want to ask is that who gave him this title of Zain al-Abideen? The best and the most beautiful of the worshippers, right? Is it something that his followers gave him because they saw the way that he worshipped? Is it something that maybe his enemies even knew about him? You know, the sign of a person, as we have mentioned in previous lectures, is that even the enemies cannot deny these things about certain people. Or does it come from a higher source? You know, we get this again, a very beautiful tradition from Ilal al-Shara'i, where a person by the name of Zuhri, it is said that whenever he would talk about the fourth Imam alayhi salam, he would say, حَدَّثَنِي زَيْنُ الْعَابِدِينَ, that this was narrated to me by Zain al-Abideen, the best or the adornment of the worshippers, or the most beautiful of the worshippers. So there was a person by the name of Sufyan bin Unayba. He says, لِمَا تَقُولُ لَهُ زَيْنُ الْعَابِدِينَ, why do you call him Zain al-Abideen? Yeah, he's like, where does this title come from? And he replied back in this way. He says, لِأَنَّنِي سَمِعْتُ سَعِيدَ بْنَ الْمُسَيِّبِ يُحَدِّثْ عَنْ إِبْنِ عَبَّاسِ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ. He says, I heard from Musayyib, who heard from Ibn Abbas, who heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And he says, the Prophet said this, إِذَا كَانَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, that when the day of judgment will start, يُنَادِي مُنَادٍ, a caller will call out, أَيْنَ زَيْنُ الْعَابِدِينَ. SubhanAllah. He says, a caller will call out, where is Zainul Abideen? And so the Prophet is narrating. Huh? He says, فَكَأَنِّي أَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ وَلَدِي عَلِي بْنَ الْحُسَيْنِ بِنْ عَلِي بْنَ أَبِي طَالِبْ يَخْتُو بَيْنَ الصُّفُوفِ. He says, it is like I can see my son Ali ibn al-Husayn bin Ali bin Abi Talib alayhim as-salam emerge from amongst the rows. And that is Zainul Abideen. This is not a title that was given to him by people like me, right? Or even his peers. This was a title that God knows him by, subhanAllah. Yeah? This is a title that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have a caller on the day of judgment call out in front of every creation that is there, every abid that has ever worshipped Allah, a caller will call out, where is Zainul Abideen? And Imam As-Sajjad will come. SubhanAllah. Yeah? SubhanAllah. And this tells us something beautiful, right? It's, you know, when we call somebody something, but we are limited in what we know about them, right? We don't know how they are at home. We don't know what's happening inside of them. We don't know what they're thinking about. But when Allah Jalla Sha'anuhu calls somebody an abid, it is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the truth about that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the ins and outs of that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the capacity of that person. And Allah gives them that title because Allah knows that they are deserving of that title. And so when you look at this title that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has proclaimed Imam As-Sajjad with, yeah? A question that we need to ask ourselves then is then how do we earn the title of being an abid in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yeah? Let alone being Zain al-Abideen. Think about that. That is just, is mind-blowing, yeah? To think about the status of Imam alayhi salam.
والبيت يعرفه الحل والحرب.